from Wondery. I'm Christina Milizia, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode will bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is Conchas Contigo.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder,
where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie Zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a
super tiny announcer.
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
10-year-old Susana Martinez unwraps a large piece of candy as she sits on her bed. She is surrounded by huge piles of Halloween treats.
Trick-or-treating all weekend totally paid off this year.
Susana finishes unwrapping the candy. She licks her lips.
Okay, crazy lacy sour gummies. Come to mama.
Susana stuffs the candy into her mouth.
Extra chewy. And extra sour.
Susana!
Her mom bellows from downstairs.
Kinda busy, mom. This candy, it ain't gonna eat itself.
Ven aquí.
Ugh. Coming, mom.
In the living room, Susana's mom finishes lighting the last of many candles on the family ofrenda. She set up the table decorated with a colorful tablecloth, pictures of deceased family members, marigold flowers, and a plate of sweetbreads. Susana enters the living room, dragging her feet.
Yes, mother.
I thought you might want to sit with me and hang out for a while.
Why would you think that?
Because it's Dia de los Muertos. It's tradition.
It is? Oh, you're right. The tradition is me eating all my Halloween candy while you light candles and stare at photos of dead people.
Susana?
What? I wouldn't want to break with tradition.
Susana's mom raises an eyebrow and gives her a look that says if she doesn't sit down right now.
Fine. Just for a minute, though.
Susana plops down in the chair next to her mom and taps her foot.
Has it been a minute yet?
Not yet. Mija, why don't you like Dia de los Muertos?
I mean, I don't dislike it. It's just Halloween's my favorite holiday.
Why is that?
Well, first off, all the free candy. Second, the free chocolates. Third, did I mention free candy?
Ay, mija. Dia de los Muertos is about much more than just candies and chocolate. We celebrate it because...
Oh, do I see conchas?
Susana's eyes light up at the sight of the sweetbreads on the table. She leaps up and out of her chair. But before she can grab one, her mom pulls her back down to her seat.
No toques. Those aren't for you. They're your bisabuela Juanita's favorite sweetbreads.
I don't think she'd mind if I took one, or two, or them all. Would you now, bisabuela Juanita? Huh? Speak now, or forever hold your peace.
Susana stares at bisabuela Juanita's photo. She cups her ear with her hand, waiting for her response. Silence. Susana smiles.
See? It's a waste to leave them here. Sweets are made to be eaten. That's why Halloween's a better holiday. Oh, and I think it's been a minute now. Can I go?
Ugh, I tried. Go back to your Halloween candy. And don't stay up late, okay?
As Susana walks back to her room, she tries to swipe a concha, but her mom pulls the plate away just in time. Susana chuckles and skips back up the stairs. Later that night, with Susana's mom in a deep sleep in the other room, Susana tiptoes her way into the living room and up to the family ofrenda. Her eyes widen at the sight of bisabuela Juanita's sweetbreads.
Still haven't eaten them, have you, bisabuela? Well, we shouldn't let perfectly good conchas go to waste. Am I right?
Susana smiles, grabs the conchas, and stuffs her mouth. She practically inhales them. With her mouth full, Susana tiptoes back to her bedroom. But before she can get too far,
The candlelight flickers. A warm wind howls. And there's a tap on her shoulder.
Ahem!
Susanna stops in her tracks, frozen with fear.
Susanna Rita Martinez.
Susanna slowly turns around to see Bisabuela Juanita standing before her, back from the dead in spirit form. Bisabuela Juanita looks exactly like her photo, but she's translucent, like a ghost.
¿Por qué? Why did you eat all of my favorite conchas?
Surprisingly, Susanna isn't scared by Bisabuela Juanita at all. She's amazed by the sight of her. She quickly finishes swallowing what's left of the sweetbreads in her mouth and reaches out to touch Bisabuela Juanita's arm.
Is it really you? Or did I eat too much sugar and now I'm seeing things?
It's me, your Bisabuela Juanita. We didn't meet in real life, but I know you. Your mother talks about you every Dia de los Muertos.
Whoa! That's wicked.
What's wicked is you stealing my conchas. I've been waiting all year for those sweetbreads. Don't you have any respect for your ancestors?
Susanna smiles nervously. She knows she's in trouble for taking the conchas. Thinking fast, she lets out a huge fake yawn.
That must be my candy coma finally hitting me. I better get to bed. Hasta luego, Bisabuela Juanita.
Susanna backs out of the living room. Upset, Bisabuela Juanita marches after her. Bisabuela Juanita floats through the closed door. Susanna fake snores, trying to look like she's fast asleep. But Bisabuela Juanita isn't buying it. She pulls the covers off a red-cheeked Susanna.
Nice try. Now, escucha. Listen to me, little girl. You stole my concha, so I'm a restless spirit now.
What?
You know, a restless spirit, like a ghost. But not a scary one, more like a grumpy one who can't sleep.
Susanna looks bewildered.
Basically, if you don't restore the cosmic order before sunrise, I won't be able to return to the land of the dead.
Eh? What do you mean?
I mean, if you don't get me my favorite conchas, you'll be stuck with me haunting you for an entire year, until the next Dia de los Muertos.
Susanna thinks for a moment, then smiles.
I'm okay with that. It'd be cool to have a spirit floating around. Oh, just think of all the candy we could get next year going trick-or-treating together. Everyone's gonna think your costume is super legit. They give extra candy for that. And isn't that what life is all about? You know, free food.
Eh? You're not listening, mija.
Now that yawn was real. Let's talk more about this in the morning, okay?
Oh, no, 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 no. If I can't rest, then neither will you.
Bisabuela Juanita annoyingly tap dances around the room.
Hey, what are you doing? I need my beauty sleep.
Well, you'll need to wait another year to get it.
Bisabuela Juanita tosses Susanna's pile of Halloween treats on the floor.
No, not my crazy lacy sour gummies.
You like musica? I'll sing you a song. Oh, and I'm horrible at singing. La 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 la.
Okay, stop.
Bisabuela Juanita stops dancing and singing. Susanna sits up in bed.
Ugh. If I get you some conchas, will you let me rest?
Sí, that's the idea.
Fine. I guess I can break open my piggy bank and buy you some. I think the market will still be open.
No, it's my favorite conchas or nada. It's the only way to put me at rest. Unless you want me to wake your mother up and tell her what you did?
No gracias.
Bueno, there's a panaderia in the next town that sells my absolute favorite ones. But we need to hurry before they're all gone. Vamos!
It's a quiet night. Only the wind and crickets seem to be awake in the neighborhood.
Bisabuela Juanita walks with Susana down a dirt path out of the town and into a surrounding hilly area.
Are we there yet?
Almost.
So, why can't we get you normal conchas again?
Porque they need to have the right crujido.
The right what now?
Crujido. Crunch. Conchas aren't just about the sweetness. My favorite ones have a big crunch. That is what makes them so special.
Gotta have that crunch, son.
Here we are. The town should be right around this corner.
Bisabuela Juanita and Susana turn to find a small town celebrating Dia de los Muertos in a big way. Townspeople are singing, laughing, and dancing. A marching band dressed in black and wearing skeleton masks parades through the downtown. Their lively music dances through the tiny, colorful streets.
Whoa! Is this some late Halloween party I didn't hear about?
No way! This is a Dia de los Muertos celebration.
Really? I never knew that Dia de los Muertos could be like this.
Sí, mija. Dia de los Muertos isn't just a holiday where you light candles and stare at photos of dead people.
Embarrassed, Susana sheepishly grins at Bisabuela Juanita.
You heard what I said to my mom earlier, didn't you?
Aha. Susana, Dia de los Muertos is a joyful time that helps people remember their family who've passed away. You don't have to be sad about them being gone. You can be happy that you got to share your life with them, however brief. That is what they are doing here. They are celebrating the memories of their loved ones.
That's pretty cool.
You know what else is really cool?
What?
Us finding my favorite concha before the sun rises so I don't have to hunt you for a whole year.
Right. But where do we start? Which panaderia is it?
Susana points down the street to dozens of colorful little bakeries.
We try them all until we find my favorite concha. Vamos.
Bisabuela Juanita grabs Susana's hand and pulls her into the closest panaderia. Bisabuela Juanita and Susana stand at the counter, waiting to be served.
Disculpeme, señor. We would like to sample your conchas, por favor.
The owner of the panaderia smiles, nods, and takes out a couple of samples. Bisabuela Juanita and Susana eat them. Susana looks to Bisabuela Juanita.
What do you think? Pretty crunchy, right?
No. Needs más crujido. Baker, is this all you have?
The owner nods. Bisabuela Juanita frowns, grabs Susana's hand, and exits. As the night goes on, Bisabuela Juanita and Susana try countless bakeries, but none of their sweetbreads have the right crunch. But Bisabuela Juanita and Susana don't seem to mind at all. In fact, they're having a blast filling their bellies with free samples, playfully wiping their sticky hands on each other, and running around town racing to see who can get to the next panaderia first.
Bisabuela Juanita, I know we have to find your favorite conchas, but I'm having a blast just eating sweetbreads.
Wait, I've got an idea.
Susana runs off into the crowd. Bisabuela Juanita looks concerned at first, but after a moment, Susana returns with her face painted like a skull. She has a garland of orange flowers hanging from her neck.
Now I look like you.
Bisabuela Juanita laughs. There's a likeness indeed. Suddenly the music picks up and the townspeople start dancing. Susana grabs Bisabuela Juanita's bony hand.
Let's dance! We've got time! And we both know you've got the moves.
You better believe it!
Susana and Bisabuela Juanita spin, twirl, and dance together through the town square. They are both having the time of their life. And death.
Hi, Susana. Not only did you get your sweet tooth from me, but you also got my moves, too. Pobrecita, mi niña.
The minutes turn to hours, until suddenly, it seems that Bisabuela Juanita and Susana have been dancing the night away. As the dark sky falls silent, the townspeople head to the local cemetery to pay their respects to their departed loved ones. Bisabuela Juanita and Susana hold flickering candles as they walk through the graveyard. Susana spots some families placing marigold flowers, tamales, and pan de muerto, bread baked in the shape of bones, by the headstones.
Bisabuela Juanita, what's with all the candles and flowers and stuff?
The candles help us spirits find our way through the dark, and the marigold flowers line the path we must take to get back to our families. The special food left for us nourishes our souls.
Aunt, I ate yours, didn't I?
Susana looks regretful. Just then, she spots the sun rising on the horizon.
Oh no! The sunrise! We still need to find your favorite conchas!
They both look concerned until Susana spots another panaderia off in the distance.
Look! There's another panaderia we haven't tried! Vamos!
Susana slides into the tiled room and slams her hand on the counter.
Excuse me, sir. We would like to sample your finest conchas, por favor.
No sampling. Buy only.
Susana looks outside to see the morning sun creeping its way toward them.
Okay, give it here. This is all I have.
Susana stacks a handful of quarters on the counter. The owner serves Susana the last concha on a decorated plate. Susana is about to give the concha to Bisabuela Juanita, but she hesitates for a moment. Then she snaps out of it and hands it over.
Here, quick. Does it have the right crujido? That special crunch?
Bisabuela Juanita bites into the concha. It crunches loudly. Her eyes light up and her once translucent skin becomes normal. Bisabuela Juanita smiles.
We found the crujido. This is my favorite.
Susana spots the morning sun creeping towards them. Bisabuela Juanita sees it too and notices the look of sadness on Susana's face.
Ben, come with me. Let's finish this concha together.
Bisabuela Juanita takes Susana's hand and leads her out of the panaderia before the morning sun can strike her. Susana and Bisabuela Juanita sit on a hill between towns. A light orange glow approaches them. Bisabuela Juanita breaks the concha in half and shares it with Susana. Together, they eat their halves, enjoying every bite.
I am now at rest. The cosmic order has been restored. Gracias, Susana.
De nada, Bisabuela Juanita. Hey, you know what?
¿Qué, Susana?
I think Día de los Muertos is my new favorite holiday.
Really? That's wonderful. What changed your mind?
I think I found the crujido of it. You know, the crunch. The thing that makes it special to me.
Oh, sí? And what is that?
It's you.
Bisabuela Juanita smiles, and a happy tear rolls down her cheekbone. She leans in and gives her a big hug. Susana starts to tear up.
That's why I hesitated to give you the concha earlier. I didn't want you to go. But I know that was selfish of me.
Susana, if you remember me and the time we shared tonight, I will always be with you. That's what Dia de los Muertos is all about.
Susana pulls back from Bisabuela Juanita and smiles.
Okay, I promise to remember.
Bueno. Adios, Susana Rita Martinez.
Hasta luego, Bisabuela Juanita.
As the rays of the morning light fill the skies, Bisabuela Juanita fades into the soft pink dawn. Susana wipes the tears from her face. She is happy to have spent time with her Bisabuela Juanita, no matter how brief it was. An entire year has passed. Susana sits in the living room, lighting the last candle on the family ofrenda. She stares at Bisabuela Juanita's photo and sweetbreads. Suddenly, she has an idea. Susana grabs a concha and takes a big, crunchy bite. She looks around the room in anticipation. Will Bisabuela Juanita visit her this year?
I wonder.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is Conchas Contigo, written by Michael J. Beal. I'm your host, Christina Malizia. Brian White is our associate producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by McCubbin Owens. Our editor and senior producer is Sarah Serrano. Executive producers are Janine Cornelo, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louie from Wondery.